This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, May 16th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Skittles ban gains ground, drones target ag, and CBO baseline does farm bill riders no favors. Assembly passes Skittles ban targeting FDA. Lawmakers in the lower house have approved a bill to ban the manufacture, sale, and distribution of fine food additives by 2025. Rising as a co-author on AB 418, Assemblymember Buffy Wicks of Oakland told colleagues that as a mom, her number one responsibility is to keep her kids safe. I would prefer not to wait around while my child has access to these types of food, said Wicks. I prefer to ban these terrible chemicals so our kids can remain safe. Republican Assemblymember Vince Fong of Bakersfield called the bill premature. He pointed out that the proponents have filed three separate petitions with regulatory agencies targeting the same additives. He called for allowing the scientific review process to play out first. Intelligence officials warn of drones targeting ag. Criminals are deploying drones to scout for equipment to steal, while animal rights activists are using them to record dairy and ranch practices. The Central California Intelligence Center and Sacramento County Sheriff's Office are asking farmers and ranchers to report any suspicious drone activity. In a flyer circulating among rural communities, officials are warning Californians to keep a distance from the aircraft and to call law enforcement. And crime is up. The Western Agricultural Processors Association is warning members that thefts are on the rise and to consider protocols for identification verification. The technology firm CargoNet, which tracks the trend, reported on an unprecedented crime wave hitting the supply chain. It recorded more than 600 incidents nationwide in the first quarter of 2023, up 30% from the previous quarter and 64% from a year ago. Yet in California, it jumped 123% just in the past year, that due largely to freight theft in Southern California. Fictitious pickups have increased more than 1,000% in that time. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West next. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. New CBO baseline doesn't help the farm bill, Ag Committee economist confirms. Chief economist for the Senate Ag Committee's Republican staff says the Congressional Budget Office new farm program forecast does nothing to help lower the cost of making improvements in commodity programs that ag groups are seeking. Nothing in the prices that we got out of CBO dramatically changes the farm bill math in terms of modifications to Title I programs, the committee's John Newton said yesterday during an AgriPulse webinar. In the case of the Dairy Margin Coverage Program, the math is even more challenging than it was before. CBO is now projecting lower milk prices, raising the potential cost of DMC enhancements many producers want, Newton said. Similarly, he noted that CBO has essentially doubled the projected cost of livestock disaster assistance programs, rendering changes to those programs more expensive as well. In the meantime, CBO also sharply increasing the projected cost of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, in part because about 1 million more people will be on the program this year than previously forecast. Jacqueline Snyder, a former top aide to Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow, said on the webinar that SNAP is a slower economic indicator. as the economy recovers from challenging times and recessions, we frequently see SNAP lagging in its transition back to normal baseline. And this is largely because people do tend to take a little bit of time to continue to participate on SNAP before they get their wages to a level that they can leave the program, she said. Now, looking ahead, Schneider believes it could take until 2024 for Congress to finish the new bill. She expects the debt ceiling talks to delay the process to some extent. President Biden scheduled to meet today with congressional leaders on the debt ceiling issue. Congress has until early June, which is next month, to take action. Did you miss the webinar? Well, you can watch a recording at agripulse.com. Nearly $11 billion available from Rural Utility Service. Rural electric cooperatives and other providers are getting a big boost from the government with the formal announcement of $10.7 billion in funding for renewable energy projects. In particular, the new Empowering Rural America program at $9.7 billion. Well, it's designed to begin the process of allowing the rural electric cooperatives to essentially reach parity, if you will, with the privately owned utility companies that have already begun significant investment in renewable energy projects, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack said on a call with reporters yesterday. When you have the opportunity through a grant, through a low-interest loan, through the ability to stack benefits with tax credits and investment tax credits, and to utilize additional investment from the infrastructure law, you create the kind of incentive that's going to encourage a lot of our electric cooperatives to express interest. Another $1 billion in loans is being made for projects involving a more narrow set of renewable categories, including solar, wind, biomass, hydroelectric, and geothermal. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. House Ag leaders to states step up HBCU funding. Leaders of the House Agriculture Committee are appealing to governors and state legislatures to increase their ag-related funding for historically black colleges and universities. These institutions, originally established to support the education of black students, continue to help bridge the gap in underserved communities, diversifying American agriculture, and developing the pipeline of talented minds joining our agricultural workforce. That, in a letter led by House Ag Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania and Ranking Democrat David Scott of Georgia. The letter notes that states failed in fiscal 22 to fully match the USDA funding that was provided to HBCUs in Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Maryland, Texas, and West Virginia. By comparison, all 50 states fully matched funding for the traditional land-grant universities, the letter said. Finally, here's today's He Said It. I want to start by stating for the record that I love Skittles. That assembly member Jesse Gabriel countering criticism that AB 418 would ban the beloved hard shell candy. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, May 16th, brought to you by Bravo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Elliott.